Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. The concept of archetypes has been prevalent since the dawn of time. It's been a recurrent motif or symbol in arts, religions, mythology, fairy tales, and literature. Today, we encounter them in novels, movies, stage shows, or tarot cards. The common ones include the hero, the villain, the sidekick, the damsel in distress, the trickster, the sage, and so on. Even though archetypes are everywhere, not everyone knows that by uncovering their own archetypes and actively working with them, they can attain greater self-awareness and activate personal and spiritual growth. In this podcast episode, I'll describe some of the ways by which you can get to know your archetypal patterns and use this knowledge to live your life in a meaningful way and make the best use of your personal power. How your archetypes are the key to self-knowledge. Archetype, a universal pattern of behaviors that, once discovered, helps people better understand themselves and others. For most of us, our earliest exposure to archetypes took place in the hierarchical enclaves of high school. The clique culture is undoubtedly at its peak when we're teenagers, because during this crucial time that we're searching for a sense of identity through our personal associations with our peers. From one glance at a school cafeteria, you'll clearly see distinct differences between the clusters of students scattered everywhere. There are groups of athletes, jocks, beauty queens, class clowns, nerds, teachers' pets, rebels, and the rejects. An affiliation to a group gives students a distinct sense of self. For many of us, it was our first taste of archetypes, which psychologist Carl Jung described as primordial images that reflect basic patterns of the collective consciousness that are common to all of us, and which has existed universally since the dawn of time. The concept of archetypes has been prevalent since the dawn of time. It's been a recurrent motif or symbol in art, religions, mythology, fairy tales, and literature. Archetypes are so commonly used in society and art that almost everyone has encountered one at some point, whether it's in novels, movies, stage shows, or tarot cards. The common ones include the hero, the villain, the sidekick, the damsel in distress, the trickster, the sage, and so on. Creative artists love using them because they're easily recognizable and something that everyone can relate to in some capacity. Even though archetypes are everywhere, not everyone knows that by uncovering their archetypes and actively working on them, they can attain greater self-awareness and activate personal and spiritual growth. Archetypes will help us understand ourselves at a deeper, nuanced, and more intuitive level, and we can use the self-knowledge as a guide to our soul's mission and our life's purpose. I was first exposed to the idea of using our archetypes as a source of self-discovery when I came across spiritual teacher Carolyn Mace's seminal work on archetypes in her book Sacred Contracts. In the book, Miss explains how you can identify the particular spiritual energies of your archetypes, the gatekeepers of your higher purpose, and use them to help you find out why you're here on Earth. By getting to know your archetypal patterns, you'll be able to live your life in a meaningful way and make the best use of your personal power, which lead you to your highest potential. For example, I learned that one of my archetypes is the princess. And by learning more about her, I could see how her positive and negative energies were manifesting in my life. While I certainly loved the light, innocent, fun energy of the princess in my younger years, I felt that her naivete and dependency on others was getting in the way of my development into a mature, confident, and wise woman. She had served her purpose, and it was time for me to transform her into a queen. I needed the queen's courage, authority, and fearlessness to achieve my vision and goals. Unfortunately, people tend to lose their identity when they attempt to blend into a crowd. They succumb to the traditional roles that they've taken on in their professional lives and personal lives, not realizing that there's so much more to them than what they do for a living and who they are at home with their loved ones. We need to go beyond the everyday roles that we have been assigned in order to access a deeper, meaningful, and more profound realm of existence that's timeless, mystical, and purposeful. According to Robert Hupke, who wrote the book A Guided Tour of the Collected Works of C.J. Jung, we can develop psychologically when we allow our archetypes to enter our conscious awareness. Hupke goes on to say that we should cultivate a relationship between our two levels of existence, the everyday personal and the archetypal collective. We can draw insight, comfort, and strength when we can relate to myths, stories, and folklore, because they can provide a kind of map to navigate and get a deeper understanding of the themes in our lives. It can also activate our intuitive and creative abilities. Even though archetypes are ancient and universal patterns that seem impersonal, we can personalize them by identifying them in our individual psyches. Instead of viewing them as passive entities floating around in your consciousness, you can see them as inner allies and intimate companions that alert you about opportunities, while also warning you when you're in danger of falling into destructive behavior. Tapping into archetypal components is transformational because it increases the level of meaning and connection that you feel with your life and the world around you. But first, you need to get acquainted with your own personal squad of archetypes and learn how to work with them to create a life that's more aligned with your values and dreams. Here are some guidelines to kickstart the process. Number one, discover your archetypes. There are plenty of great resources available on discovering your archetypes, such as entertaining BuzzFeed-type personality quizzes, quantitative science-driven assessments, and spiritual readings. If you'd like a quick analysis, you can take the personality quiz on archetypes.com or the Jungian Archetype Test. For a more detailed and in-depth analysis, you can consult an archetype reader who will not only help you discover your archetypes, but will also provide you with advice on how you can tap into the power of each archetype to fulfill your highest potential. You could even analyze your dreams and participate in psychotherapy sessions by incorporating active imagination or using other methods. Number two, learn more about each archetype. After you've created a list of your main archetypes, the next step is getting to know each one of your team members better by understanding their true essence and what makes them unique. It's also important to be aware of both the positive and negative manifestations of each archetype and recognize the potential effect it can have on your life. I also find it helpful to have some examples as references, including famous people or fictional characters who share the same archetypes as I do. Archetype role models provide real-life examples of how your archetypal energies can play out when they're grounded in reality. Number three, Find out how each archetype can help you. Every archetype has its own range of superpowers, which you can access more easily than others who don't have those archetypes. For example, the clown or the jester's gift is their sense of humor and their zest for life. They can use their effervescent energy to remind people to lighten up and live in the moment. They can also channel their strengths into a professional career path such as stand-up comedy, acting, or hosting events. Some examples of jesters in fiction are C-3PO in Star Wars, Pippin and Merry in The Lord of the Rings, and Timon and Pumbaa in The Lion King. In real life, there's Robin Williams, Jerry Seinfeld, Jim Carrey, Eddie Murphy, and Charlie Chaplin. Number 4, use your archetypes as guideposts in your journey. Every archetype that you embody is there for a reason. Your unique team of archetypes was designated to you to give you a specific configuration of energy patterns that will help you achieve your life purpose. In her book, Archetypes, Who Are You?, Carolyn Mace says, archetypes are the psychic lenses through which we view ourselves and the world around us. Once we embrace our archetypes, we'll have more clarity about how to move forward in our path ahead. Upon realizing them, Mace suggests, let go of how you thought of your life and embrace that life and how it's trying to work into your consciousness. For every challenge that we face in life, there are archetypes that can help us in overcoming them. For example, if you're a struggling entrepreneur, you can tap into the wisdom of relevant archetypes such as the warrior, the magician, the creative, and the visionary to support you through your challenges. Your archetypes are the containers that hold ancient symbols, myths, and stories. By analyzing your archetypal patterns, you'll receive deeper levels of wisdom, creative energy, and inspiration. Connecting with your archetypes will ultimately connect you with your essential truth and bring you a sense of wholeness and a magical connection with the timeless themes of the cosmic world. All my best on your journey, Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.